Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks. How are you doing? Another day, another $1.99. Another job. Want to welcome everybody to the show. Thanks again for some quality. Getting it done with that engine. I like that. Thank you for tuning in. I am Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker. The Incognigro Forever Anonymous. I mean, I want everybody to understand, I mean, that's loose. I mean, if you checked, people could be able to tell. I don't give a damn. But there's no reason to just transmit it. Fact of the matter is, folks, I mean, I got a lot to say, which is why I do this. And today, somebody asked me on my Facebook, I get a lot of, as much as folks, check in. I think I get more folks looking at my posts and checking out my Twitter and kind of checking out a few of the things I do as I do my podcast. But a lot of folks wanted to kind of know. They want me to sum it up. They want me to sum up what I have come to understand is happening globally. And why the agenda and three principles are so vital to live by. And I added that we go into the rabbit hole today. Now, I do have a call-in number. I rarely get calls. That's fine. This is a podcast, broadcast. I want to say it's a talk show, but I think it's more broadcast. The number is 563-999-3653. I get enough folks listening to tell me that you folks are interested, but I've had folks also say that I cover enough information and I'm fluid enough in how I deliver what I'm saying that it doesn't bear interrupting. And I appreciate that. I think I'll take that as a compliment. So let's begin. Folks, look, the agenda, as I'll review, is an acronym. I begin with the folks who share my history, folks I am akin to. This broadcast is for them. There are 50 million people that should listen to this broadcast, and I mean that. My goal, my aim, my objective, all 50 million of you, either listen live or download the broadcast. Let me tell you why, because it's imperative. By 6 degrees of separation, to coin a phrase, folks, there is trouble afoot. Everything related to each thing, everything related to one another. And you guys want me to explain, so I'm doing so, what I've come to understand is happening globally and why we need to inject the three principles in our daily lives. There's nothing wrong with separate, educate, and do no harm. Nothing wrong with it. I encourage folks that are unmelanated to do the same thing. Because, you know, if you are a religious person, I'm particularly not a religious person. I leave that to greater people than me. I leave that to Dante Fortson, a phenomenal resource. If you want a more spiritually governed program, I encourage you to listen to his podcast. This guy is more on point. I would not dare touch the elevated spiritual position he is in. He's vibing a little bit different from me. I'm a little bit more street. I'm a little bit more hey in your face because. That's where most of you folks are. And, I want to talk to all 50 million of the folks I include in the agenda, the Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas. I'm talking about people of color who descend from that group, victims of the transatlantic slave trade. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about anybody else. Okay, so now that we know who I'm talking about, the reason I think it's important for us particularly to recess, regroup, separate, is because, one, the times call for it. Yet another example of the problem unmelanated folks have, white folks have, calling the cops on a person again in my Twitter feed, folks. All you got to do is look at it. I retweet it. But, you know, let's not go in there. I know I can delve. I'm going to go globally. So now here's the deal. I'm going to start with the fact that as much as people who I call white, I know some of you folks that listen to this and who are, you know, who identify with white people and think that you're white, I'm not talking to you. But that's cool. We'll get into that later. Okay. When I talk about white folks, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about them folks. I want to be real specific. I'm talking about them folks that promote, foster, you know, and push that agenda. And we know what that agenda is, folks. We know the secret speak. We know about America first. We know what that really means when they say America first. America first means white folks first. Let's not be stupid. Let's not be stupid. Okay? Now, though these individuals are primed and programmed to do what they do, though that is the case, there is something behind the scenes that is a bit more sinister and menacing that promotes, pushes, encourages, inspires, consorts with these few individuals who are definitely white folks, because black people are not going to engage in any damn spiritualistic nonsense. I don't care what you can call voodoo, whatever you want to call it. Let me explain. Black folks ain't conjuring up power on this earth. That's not what's happening. So we're going to put a face on it. But there's a reason that these individuals are associated with these unseen, conjured individuals. Now, here's the reason I bring this up. 99.9% of my listening audience believes in the Bible. I'm going to say that again. White, black, Mexican, listen to me. Even folks from other religious beliefs believe in the Bible. The Quran, folks in the Islamic world believe in the Bible. Well, they definitely believe in the first five books of the Bible if they don't believe in the entire Bible. The Bible is simply a small segment of history, recorded events in history that predate the Bible. And we're talking about predating the Bible in that when they talk about creating the earth and all of those things, there's a span of time between that and Adam's creation. And there's a whole bunch that occurs between Adam's creation and Noah's scene, which is what I'm going to be talking about today. This is kind of why yesterday's event or yesteryear's events have such impact today, folks, because I've done the research. I am the black fact checker, and I have delved into this, and I'm not saying I know it all, and I'm not also trying to promote a believe me essence into this show. Please don't believe me. Check me. Again, I try to make it as plain in today's heading what I'm doing. I'm only discussing what I've come to understand. What you come to understand is what you've come to understand. I'm not trying to help you along. I'm just giving an alternative to what you may be experiencing. And it doesn't require that you believe anything. To separate, educate, and do no harm doesn't require your belief in anything. You can be a drug dealer. Separate, educate, do no harm. Sure can. I just thought about that. You in somebody's territory, they tell you to get out. You tell them, hey, man, I don't want no problems. I do no harm. You know, I know that's a poor example because they sell drugs in the black community, which so in fact they do harm. But you understand my point, folks. You don't have to believe in anything to incorporate the principles of the three agenda. And so coming back to these points in time in history, what we find is there is something affecting the individuals in power today. Now, I'm not going Illuminati. I'm not trying to point anybody out. I think that's so unfair. Even if there is an Illuminati, y'all just point them out as the people. Leave them folks alone. They may be as lost as Masons and all the rest of these skull and bones. I don't care. We're not going to just pinpoint a certain group. What we're going to say is they dealing with folks don't look like me. There's a reason for that, as I've discovered. I looked at a special on YouTube. Two Caucasian DNA geneticists talked about why white folks seem to be susceptible to alien abduction. They just happened to do a study on that. I don't believe that aliens abducted them. I believe that demons may have abducted them, but not aliens. Because, you know, again, we'll get into it. These folks that see, quote unquote, aliens are actually not seeing aliens. They're seeing the fallen's offspring. And we'll get into that because that's in the Bible. And again, if you believe the Bible, then you should believe what I'm saying. If you don't, then you're ignorant. You are hypocritical. If you don't believe what I'm talking about right now, it is in the Bible. And I'm not just talking about the Bible that exists today. I'm talking about the Bible that exists before those councils, like Council of Nicaea, Council of Trent, that decided Enoch was a little bit too heavy. They decided the Apocrypha, Jubilees, Enoch, Asher, they thought, man, I don't know, man. But of course, they didn't look at Luke, and they didn't look at other writings that happened so many years after the birth and death of the person they called Jesus, person I consider Yeshua. But I'm Hebrew, so never mind me. Again, folks, unseen forces that they are cohorting with. They are now, and look, try to stay with me here, okay? You folks believe in Abraham. Abraham wasn't just Abraham. Remember, his name was changed. His name was Abram. I'm going to refer to Bible in most respects here, but some of this chimes with other sources of history that confirm everything I'm saying. So Abram, his name was changed to Abraham. Sarai's name to Sarah. Okay. But what did Abraham do before he became the father of so many? He's a faithful. His motives, the Creator enjoyed and liked his motives. He liked where Abraham was coming from. So he bestowed on Abraham a blessing. He said, you know what? I'm going to multiply your seed, make you many. And that's where we get Hebrews and Middle Eastern people, if you will. We get a lot of different people come from Abraham as promised, because Creator keeps his promises. So before Abraham was Abraham, he was Abram, and he lived in Ur, and he was a priest in the order of Melchizedek. Now, check your own Bible on that, current. Now, you know, you read something, and the words go over your mouth and out of over your lips and out of your mouth, and you say the words. But do you study the meaning behind the words? Let me tell you what's going on. These folks today are doing the exact same thing that Abraham was trained to do during that time. Nimrod's day, Tower of Babel, a tower, remember? They said they're, you know, going to confuse the language. And the reason they said they're going to confuse the language is that if we don't, there's nothing these fools might not do. I mean, that's really what they said. Again, confirm your own Bible. I mean, and 99.9% of you in my audience accept the Bible as truth. Of course, you read it and don't really know what's in it. You go every Sunday and decide you're going to pray to God, and then Monday through Saturday you just raise hell. But I'm not judging because I do the same thing. No, I don't. So what Abraham studied as Abram in the order of Melchizedek, the priest in Ur, or a newly converted, or just another name for Nimrod. Another name, Nimrod is, people understand, first hunter. They built a Tower of Babel, and nobody understands that tower served a purpose, folks. Now stay with me, y'all in the cheap seats. The Tower of Babel was a device. It was not just a freaking tower. And please think about it. Why would they build a tower? You know, they could build monuments in honor of gods. They had that there. But they built a tower for a specific purpose. Well, let me enlighten you. Inside the Tower of Babel, there were grooves that allowed objects to wind down the interior circumference of the tower. I'll say that again. There was a device. Now, you can do your own research, folks. What they were effectively creating was a way to create a portal to bring about something or some change in our fabric. Let me mute stuff here. Fabric of existence. Whatever. Whatever the case may be, the Creator took pretty good exception. In fact, discussed it amongst those who are slightly higher beings than us, and they determined we're going to confuse the language and be done with that. And okay, since then, it's not been done again. But let me tell you what's going on. CERN, which is what's called an LHC, Larger Hadron Collider, in France, Switzerland, 6 miles in circumference, spins subatomic particles at the speed of light in opposite direction and brings them about meeting to collide them so that something occurs, a reaction. And from the director of CERN's mouth, he said, I quote, "We are attempting to create a portal to see if something comes out or if we may send something in." Now, that sounds unsafe. Let them do it. I'm sure everything's in hand. Moving on. In this facility, there have been, of course, unsubstantiated reports, even perhaps made-up stories. I don't know. But I consider everything because I closed the door on nothing. Unsubstantiated reports of people being in two places at the same time in this facility. Accidents happening. People vanishing and appearing other places. Let's stop there. Because that doesn't even sound real, right? But the problem in folding in that technological observance is that the new computer that they have, it's a supercomputer. I want to make sure I get it right, so I'm going to look it up. It's a supercomputer. Just look it up, supercomputer. And, wow, I guess the most the biggest supercomputer is in China still. But they've made a supercomputer, and I'm sure you guys can help me with there's a three involved in it. Be that as it may, they've made a device that they cool to such a degree below Fahrenheit or Celsius that in some respect they've said that it proves the existence of alternate realities. I mean, I don't know that I need to say that again. They have built a computer that has proven the existence of alternate realities. Now, the Sunway Tahu Light computer performs at a peak speed of 93 PFLOPS. Those aren't teraflops, those are whatever's next. And I'm still trying to figure out which this one is, because I know that it's such a phenomenal computer, but I guess I'm going to have to find out and tell you later. So, we know about the Cray computers, IBM Sequoia, the Titan, the AI bridging cloud infrastructure, the Milky Way 2, the Sierra, the Sunlight that I spoke of, and the Summit, IBM Summit. Petaflops, that's what they are. Petaflops. Now, think of what's going on, folks. I need you to understand what's actually happening. The Bible speaks of a time at Noah's time that huge problems were ensuing. In fact, they talk about spirit creatures mating with humans. The product of that joining, the Bible refers to as Nephilim or giants. Now, come out of the Bible, we're finding giants' bones everywhere. Google it. And they proved to be so fierce, so ferocious that, you know, mankind started killing them. And one of the things that's interesting, because we know that we are, you know, we are created, we are creatures. The joining, the hybrid, human-angel hybrid, they would grow and then be same size for a few years and then just keep growing and become huge giants. Okay? When those individuals died, and I want people to pay attention to this, when those giants died, let's say years before the flood, because we don't have any idea how long angels were mating with humans. It had to have been a while because they kept growing and growing. So just think they were killing giants. Well, you have to understand, when those beings died, the part of them that is angelic still has consciousness and still roams about. And those are our modern day demons that we now, oh, you're lying, you don't know what you're talking about. It's in your Bible, folks. Why do I believe it? I'll tell you why. The parents of those now demons, sons of the sons of God, were imprisoned in, some would consider, Antarctica, under the earth. And as history seems to report, this happened just, you know, prior to the flood. So it had to have happened because they were free to mate with human women, and then prior to the flood, they must have been imprisoned. And so their imprisonment, the spot where they have been determined to be, is somewhere under the Antarctic ice shelf. A lot of activity that happened there during the 30s and 40s. Hitler went down there. They built a base down there. They had a fight. They talked about it. The last vestiges of Nazism were in Antarctica. First thing that Hitler did when he got in power was establish a base in Antarctica. There was a calling happening. Remember this as well, folks. The societies that they found laying out in ruins in Antarctica. People have reported there are 7-foot-tall creatures laid out. Under the ice shelf of Antarctica, miles under it, there is a lake 60 miles wide, 130 miles long, or 30 miles wide. It's something like that. It's huge. 2,800 feet deep. Water, pure water, never been exposed to air. Russians are tapping into that. There's several of them. They're all over the place. There's a magnetic field up there that people aren't talking about. There's a lot happening in Antarctica. John Kerry went up there. Now, let's assume that Noah, the first albino, is talking to folks about the flood for years. Giants are being killed. Their spirits, that portion of them which is angel, now out to influence humans. And why? Because they missed their physicality. They were created as beings combining two essences. And so apart from that essence, I can imagine how frustrated they must feel not being able to eat, not being able to do the things that humans do, because they were human. And so that's where we now have possessions. We talk about possessions. The Catholic Church has an exorcism department. If it doesn't exist, why does the department exist? I'll move on. So let's say the flood occurs. Either during that time or before that time, the angels are imprisoned in Antarctica or in some portal that exists in Antarctica, and there you might have that magnetic field that is inexplicable. They have no idea why this huge magnetic field is in Antarctica. I presume that's where the fallen are locked away. Actual angels, not their offspring. But notice this. When the flood happened and the death of the Nephilim began to occur, what direction do you think they all went? They went in the direction of their parents. The Nephilim, the remaining residue of Nephilim creature, all fled down to Antarctica and began doing all kinds of things, luring humans down there, trying to create hybrid humans. Now let's talk about melanin and how this plays into this. Melanin obstructs the ability for genetic testing in some way. You can't introduce a specific type of foreign DNA into melanated cells. Look it up. I'm talking about DNA physicists, geneticists talking this. I'm not talking this. All you got to do is YouTube it. You guys, just check my facts. Understand what I'm saying here, folks. There are specific people devoid of melanin, and we call them white folks, that consort in some way with individuals they may in some way originate from. Because what they've found is a specific appearance of a race of individuals who were larger, Neanderthals, thicker bones. Folks, they've found the bones of the actual offspring. They're heads fuse differently from ours. Other ancient civilizations used to worship these beings as gods. They also had powers and knowledge because they were half angel and half human. This is verified. Now it's just in your face. I look to you guys. Look at any Trey Smith video on YouTube, and he's got the actual skulls of these Nephilim creatures, and they're looking at them. And he compares them against human skulls, and folks, there we go. So now, today, we have a lot of interest in Antarctica. A lot of stuff happening down there. Let me go back to Abraham and Enoch. These individuals had the ability and knowledge afforded that allowed them to bring about apparitions. Now, you might think I'm in the crazy train, but this is detailed, written, mapped out stuff you can look at. Like, you can read what you need to say to conjure up a specific entity. I'm telling you that whether it's real or not, I'm telling you that the folks who are in power in this country and throughout the world, the folks that are getting all of this advanced technology, the missing trillions of dollars in defense budget going in places, black ops that we don't even know about. You think my agenda is offensive? Folks, the agenda they have isn't even their agenda. Think about what's happening. Think about history. We're talking long term here. The advancement of AI, and my brother Devon Smith talked about this, the advancement of artificial intelligence is not for our benefit. I'm going to say it again, folks. See, time is short, and action has to be taken. That's what's going on their side with, sorry, folks, unmelanated people leading the way. The antithesis to melanated people. Okay, so away from race, what I'm saying is these creatures who have been out of themselves since the flood, causing all kind of harm to the earth, more than likely communicating with their imprisoned parents in one way, shape, or form, causing havoc throughout the earth, pestilence, disease, all kinds of stuff. Now they've gotten into a track where they've got us trying to build artificial intelligence. And remember, folks, remember I'm telling you this. You already know that they're looking for a way to transfer human consciousness into a computer, right? Well, that also works in reverse. So let's talk about those creatures that have been alive for so long and us trying to build artificial intelligence, provided the information provided by entities who are what? Trying to help us, or are they trying to have us do something for them? That's what's going on today. And before it can be accomplished, and I believe present a real threat, which in itself involves people that look like me, because as the people that are set apart on this planet, who I believe the Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants to be, the caretakers of this planet, you have relegated to the lowest position. I'm going to say this again. You people can, you know, disagree with me if you want to, but black people, naturally spiritual, gentle, kind, forgiving black people, the folks you enslaved are the caretakers of this planet, chosen by the Creator to represent Him. We did a bad job. We're being punished for it, but we can move beyond that. That doesn't take away our status as a folk, a people set apart. And I like the way it puts that, a people set apart. Please don't get the idea I think we're special. I don't think we're special. We did the same damn thing any other human would do. We screwed up. But like any other parent, any other person with offspring, children, parents delegate to their children certain responsibilities. Certain children give off qualities the parent might like beyond maybe another. Other children are just plain bad, and so you have no choice but to look to the child that has decent behavior. A lot may be involved. A parent may have an inheritance for them to manage. In this case, through Abraham, and then Isaac, and then Jacob, the Creator picked a group of individuals, chose them, whatever you want to call it, their character traits. He can do that. He's the Creator. Chose them to represent Him on this planet. They begged Him for a king. Then He finally gave them Saul. Saul screwed up. David got chosen. David, a man after God's own heart, set up Bathsheba's husband to be killed in a battlefield. We're all screwed up human beings. So again, we're not special, but we are set apart. And since you have now relegated us, people of color, people of the book, to the lowest position on planet Earth, socially, we are in the lowest position socially in the developed world. That's who we are. I can tell you without doubt. Why do I know this be true? And every one of us has experienced it. Because when we do see refugees in this country that come from downtrodden countries like Somalia, like, you know, Uganda, like war-torn countries, they are taught to keep away from us and not to speak to black people of this country. And you all know it. So we are relegated to the lowest position on this planet. And it's such to a degree that when others coming from poor, underdeveloped nations have a chance to be here in this country, a developed nation, they are taught at the border, stay away from African Americans, quote unquote, stay away from them, they're trouble. I've been told this by them, those that dare to speak to me. And so what is their agenda? What is the global view? Well, Donald Trump said a few days ago that Europe was losing its culture. Now he's today joined with, I can't say anything more than joined with Putin. It's like a Mara Russia right now. Okay, so he's joined with Putin. And I believe that because he feels that Europe is in threat of losing their culture because of African influence, bad thing, he said, he wants to destroy NATO and have Putin invade Europe and create a white Europe to offset what he sees as African invasion, losing their culture. Now, when they do that and they do what they're doing here, harassing black people, they're starting with people of color on the fringes, and they're eventually got to turn on. So I want you to think of one thing in relation to the other. If the ultimate motivator, the catalyst for what's going on, is an unseen presence motivating people to believe that they are superior to other people, particularly brown-skinned people, if that is their motive, if they're providing technological advances and giving wealth to people they are telling and whispering in their ear, you are special, then what do you think is going to happen when they complete their task, if they're able to complete it? Who is really the target? What are they trying to eliminate? Why don't they want people of color around them? What do we represent to white supremacists? What do we represent? What do we, as the progeny of slaves, what do we represent as a threat? What is the real issue? And it has to go beyond superiority, because they're being fed that. They've been taught that white is right for centuries. And this was after the Moors rescued the Europeans from being basically annihilated by their own ignorance. Because when the Moors came to Europe, they gave them universities. They told them not to live with their animals indoors, them about hygiene. And what happened, a small shift happened in that folks like Michelangelo and folks, these great thinkers you keep claiming, read the writings of people of color, the original people on this planet, and plagiarize them, claiming that they are your words. And that happens with Plato, that happens with these other Greek scholars that claim this knowledge. And you can simply observe and do your own research and see that a lot of what these philosophical masterminds considered during Greek Roman times were actually plagiaristic writings based on the writings of people in African nations. So the war seems black and white. And I've told you before, I've learned recently, that angels in good standing are supposedly black. Angels that are not are white. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's something that is out there. You might want to research that. I don't know. Sounds interesting. I know that the Rh negative gene type, they have considered with finality not to be of this planet. They have been trying to develop a hybrid. They have been trying to kill off the original people on this planet, the brown people on this planet, while fostering a created group of individuals who have been infected with this gene. And no, I'm not talking about all white folks. I'm talking about the folks that have Rh negative blood, the folks that party line, the folks that say, hey, whites first. I don't care if they got the gene or not. So we're talking about their supporters. But what's happening is we got white racists, we got white supremacists that are being fooled into claiming a supremacy that they have no part of. Now, I want you to understand what I'm saying. First, about 60% of you out there that claim to be white were not considered white before 1920. Italians, Polish, Irish, not white. Now suddenly you're white. Okay, be white. Cool. White folks were of Germanic, Anglo-Saxon origin. Very specific people. And the royal ones, the ones that say they are royalty, claim that they originate from the sons of Cain. Now, you might want to Google that, folks, sons of Cain, because it all connects. This is about a conflict we're all involved in, because I want to expand out of race. I need you to understand that there is a segment of society, non-melanated society, that has demons effectively with their hands up their ass like puppets. And these entities that they confer with, that they can conjure up and talk with. And again, I mean, Austin Crowley, is that his name? Crowley? Barbara Bush's father, as I understand it? Writer of the Satanic Bible? He was said to be able to conjure up apparitions. Folks, let me explain. What they are conferring with are children of the fallen, who also more than likely confer with the actual fallen, trapped under the earth. Obviously, something's under there because there's an electromagnetic pulse coming from Antarctica that they can't freaking explain. Again, look it up. I'm the Black Fact Checkers, folks. This is chess. I hope I haven't lost y'all. 26 plus global accounts of a flood occurred outside the Bible. Cuneiforms, writings, reliefs, accounts, pictures. We find the evidence of sea life in deserts. Long, dry. The flood happened. Now let's move on. When the spirit creature's offspring perished in the flood, the physical part of them died. The spirit part of them is still here. And there's no telling how many of them there are. And that's where you get folks that are possessed by demons, even influence. You don't have to be possessed to be fucked with by one of these folks, be messed with by one of these entities. They do suggestions. A lot of it comes in the form of what people think is self-talk. You know, when you hear negative things come out of your mind, that's them. That ain't you. Who the hell thinks purposefully negative things about themselves? So when you get that nudge, that feeling, in the back of your mind that you ain't shit or something like that, believe me, that's them. They love doing that. And the reason they like doing that is because they are jealous of our position. We still can eat. We still can have sex. We still can, you know, fart, pee. You know, can you imagine the things that they miss, that they experienced? And now they're aiding and abetting unknowing humans that happen to be white toward creating something that can house their essence. That's the end game. Because if we get beings that can house that can enter into something that we create, what do you think is going to happen? Well, those beings are going to begin to rule over the earth as they did when they were physical, flesh and blood beings. If the Creator allows this to continue, just not going to be good. And so now we look at prophecy. What's happening today? Russia and the United States just joined hands. I don't get that. That ought to be interesting. Putin seems to... Did not Putin have a look of satisfaction on his face? Let me tell you, that man is an accomplished professional. KGB, born and raised. He took this asset and put it on its ear. Did he not? And Trump looked like a puppy. And, I mean, Putin just swaggered out there like, boy, mission accomplished. The celebration is still going on. The celebration is still going on, folks. I will tell you that. Putin is still partying, baby. Wish I was there. I know it's a blowout. But their joining seems to point to some sort of prophecy I've been told about. Folks, it's all coming to a head. Putin sent a Russian archbishop to the Antarctic continent. Why did he do that? They found something in Egypt or Saudi Arabia that was killing people. It was a device. It had an electromagnetic charge. They were scared of this thing. It's killed people. Read it. Moving it, killed people. Finally, Putin sent a barge down there to get this thing. And where did he take it? Antarctica. Again, folks, listen, you better prepare yourself for what's about to hit the fan, because those trapped entities in Antarctica, those actual fallen, they make their offspring look like choir boys. They've been locked up since before the flood. They're pissed off. Y'all better hear me. You better understand. And so in the last days, it will be as Noah. The last days are going to be just as was Noah's days. Not just the marrying and the all that. No, 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 no. There's about to be some stuff. And let me explain what's going on. The Creator said that these entities, what did he say in the Revelation? They'll be released for a little while. So these folks are going to be out and about probably after whatever great conflict is about to occur. Or great cataclysmic event, could be a world war, could be Nibiru, could be any number of things. But either before or after or during this conflict, something is going to cause the release of these beings. And then it's going to be a party. And every hand will be against his brother. Folks, I'm not a fatalist. I'm just saying consider it. It's in Revelation. And the two books that I'm understanding or have the most validity in the New Testament are Matthew and Revelation. Definitely say those two got some weight on them. And, of course, all, you know, the Old Testament, particularly the first five books. But, you know, if you're gonna believe something, this is what I've heard now. If you believe something, believe Matthew, believe Revelation. Folks, listen. It's only going to get worse. Some of these white folks, easily influenced by these fallen offspring, that's the reason they're calling the police, going off about our music, calling us the N-word, wanting to fight us. We are also influenced by these entities, but they cannot influence us to the degree that they can influence non-melanated people, for the simple fact that melanated people are the original people on the planet and have a bit of protection. Not my words, geneticist, DNA doctor said it. Look it up. So that's what's going on. So I say that to say, when you hear me talk about this stuff, and you hear me talk about white folks, ultimately I'm talking about everything involving them, which includes their collusion with entities they are conferring with to gain the knowledge needed to create something they can enter into. And we're on a timeline. If you folks can't see things are converging, then you're walking around with blinders on. I'm Amos St. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro. I wanted to let you know what I have come to understand happening, that is happening globally. I want to let you know the agenda, the three principles involved: separate, educate, do no harm. Only play into what's coming, because they are after us. I am telling you this, folks, please. If they can completely eliminate the representatives on this planet, and what they tried to do is Hitler, in doing what he thought he was doing, subtly, that was practice. They had good practice in trying to eliminate a race of people in World War II. I don't think they're going to try to miss the second time. And what I believe, what I've come to understand, is that before they can put their hands on us, Creator shows up. We are the target. They're going to use technology to try to get us. It's already begun to breed away the black man. They don't even want us around them. They're promoting it on every commercial I see. The mixture of the races to remove us from the presence of the earth. Why is it so important that black men disappear? That's what you need to ask yourself. Why is it so important that Negroes, not Africans, Negroes have to go? There's something about these individuals. There's something about this whole scenario that stinks to high heavens. The Creator had representatives on this planet, has always had representatives on this planet. Doesn't make them special. Just makes them representatives with responsibilities. And our responsibility, as far as I've come to understand, we are the caretakers of this planet and everything on it. Our job is to take care of the planet. Worship the Creator through being obedient, not treating people like we don't want to be treated, and taking care of the planet. You had two jobs. Two simple things we have to do. Worship the Creator by treating others as we would want to be treated. That's one. Second thing we are instructed, the thing that we are responsible for, taking care and managing the earth, all living things in it. If you think what we have now is what the Creator intended back then, you're lost. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro, losing my voice. I think I've covered a lot of ground today. I want to encourage you folks that listen, please like, follow, and share this. I need followers, mind, and the motivation. Why the agenda was thought of, why the three principles can be applied to pretty much the global situation right now. And it all points in our direction. Check my facts. I'm the Black Fact Checker, Amos A. Nunn, the Incognegro. I thank you for listening. Go to my website, www.amosanunn.com, two N's. please donate to the GoFundMe account because I want to keep this on the air. You know, we're supported by 50 million people that should be listening to this program. Thank you for your time. You guys have yourself a wonderful, wonderful Monday. I'm Amos A. Nunn, signing off.